It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Be nice to Mike Greeno, even though he weighs like 350 pounds. I actually had a friend that went to that show, and I texted him. I said, hey, does Mike Greeno still weigh 350 pounds? He said, yeah, pretty close. Frank Cusimano is with us, as he always is, on a Monday and a Friday, although today is a Tuesday, so that's very confusing. But I love this stat that you tweeted out there about Ted Scott, the caddy of Scottie Scheffler. This is pretty cool. Toss that out there, Frank.
It's unbelievable. He made $5.2 million this year as a caddy, which puts him 20th in earnings on the PGA Tour. So he made more money than Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. That is very good work if you can find it.
That is a good gig. Oh, amazing. And, you know, it's funny about the whole, I'm such a huge fan of professional golf, and I watch all the majors. And then the Tour Championship hits at about the same time that football's starting, and I just lose interest, Frank. I don't know if other people do that as well, but it's just a unique format that they've kind of gone to in professional golf with the Tour Championship. And I watched a little bit of it, but not too much over the weekend.
Oh, you're right. You know, because if it would have gone another week and competed against the NFL on a Sunday, nobody would have seen Scottie Scheffler pick up that $25 million. Now, this weekend, we got some golf in St. Louis, Ascension Charity Classic at Norwood Hills Country Club. I got to tell you the story as we talk about caddies. Bernhard Langer is the greatest champions golfer of all time. He passed Hale Irwin with 46 career victories. So we're out there at 10 a.m. yesterday, and his caddy is a guy named Terry Holt, not to be confused with Torrey Holt. But it's 10 o'clock in the morning. It's Monday. And he is on the 18th green, and he's there for like an hour just rolling balls on the green to see how at various parts of the 18th green balls would roll. I mean, they've already played this course for 3 years. They probably played 20 rounds on Norwood Hills, and that's the attention to detail. It is crazy. Success is no accident. And you know what else? This is the best part. I told my photographer to get some video, and then he's waving us off. Don't shoot it. Don't shoot it. Like, oh, other caddies are going to find out what I'm doing, and they're going to see this video. They're going to start doing it. That's how crazy pro sports is.
That is fascinating. Well, they're going to get nice weather for the Ascension Charity Classic. There's no doubt about that. Let's talk a little football, and I know that the Chiefs begin in the NFL season, as you mentioned, but let's talk about Mizzou. They're coming off the victory. Florida State loses to Boston College. Boston College is a team that Mizzou has to face in a couple of weeks. Is Florida State that bad, or is Boston College a little bit better than we thought?
Well, Boston College is definitely a little better than you thought. And Bill O'Brien won a lot of football games on the collegiate level. He is a really good coach. They're not Mizzou good, but all of a sudden that game is going to be a little bit more interesting than we thought when we looked at the preseason schedule. But this weekend it's Buffalo, and I just got finished listening to a Coach Drink's press conference, and he's making Buffalo seem like they're the Buffalo Bills and not the Buffalo
Bills. Well, good. I'm glad because Buffalo is a program that can, you know, put the fear of God in you. Every once in a while, you'll see a team like this. And I think Mizzou's been at the, not the losing end, but in games that are just too tight. And that's essentially what happened with Florida State the other night. They couldn't get out of what they were doing. Their offensive line was completely failing. But I like Mizzou's chances against Buffalo, obviously. But again, Frank, we talked about this. You kind of got to roll up the score in order to be competitive. Florida State has dropped out of the top 25. Mizzou is now ranked 10 in the coaches' poll, 9 in the AP poll.
Yeah, and that ninth ranking is their highest ranking after week one of a college football season since 1976. So the expectations are really, really high, and they should be.
Should we mention the Cardinals, at least in passing here on a Tuesday?
You know what's amazing? Don't you have some Milwaukee roots?
Yeah, I lived there for 9 years.
Okay. I tell you what, they're the story here. I mean, let me tell you something, Mark. They had the 21st highest payroll in Major League Baseball. They spent $61 million less than the Cardinals. They've won 12 more games than the Cardinals. But more importantly is that the Brewers could end up with the best regular season in all of baseball. I mean, and they didn't spend much money in the offseason. I don't know how they do it, but don't look now. They're going to the postseason for the sixth time in 7 years, and the Cardinals look like they're going to be playoffless for two straight teams.
They definitely are. All right, Cusimano, we'll talk on Friday afternoon after the Chiefs swallop the Ravens. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
All right, we'll see you. Thanks, Frank.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.